This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
They are too Steph reliant at this point.
Yes.
That is absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, you can't be relying solely on a 37 going on 38-year-old Stephen Curry. Like,
no,
that was on full display. As soon as he was gone, the offense was stagnant. He didn't know what to do. And that's why it was so refreshing to see JK at times. And I do think there has to be a lot more wrinkles going into next year when it comes to not JK being the focal point, but Jimmy Butler being that guy. Sam, I do think you're going to have some wrinkles when it comes to catering the offense when Steph's not out there to Jimmy Butler, because you're going to have to stagger those 2 minutes. One of those players is going to have to be at the floor at all times for me going forward next year. If Steph's on the bench, Jimmy's out there. If Jimmy's on the bench, Steph is out there. That is what is going to have to be the recipe for success going forward. And that's why I think JK can be a part of that. But picking up that Jimmy Butler angle and all this, and we can kind of shift there.
Yeah, I'm curious on how Jimmy plays into this here.
Because I do think we are a little jaded on these last couple weeks and how it all went down and not winning a game once Stephen Curry got hurt, and after stealing game one in Minnesota, failing to win game three or four at home. It was tough, and it was a tough pill to swallow. And you look at the field goal attempts with Jimmy Butler in some of those games, you know, 5-9, 4-11, 6-13, what you want from your superstar when it comes to going down with the ship, right? You got to go down with your best player, giving you the best opportunity to succeed. And maybe it wasn't Jimmy shooting a bunch. Maybe he just didn't have the looks, as Steve Kerr alluded to with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And they were just trying to force anyone else on the Golden State Warriors to beat them, the Minnesota Timberwolves, that is, the Jonathan Kamingas, the Pods, Draymond Green. You can keep shooting all you want. We'll dare you to. Buddy Hield, same thing. And unfortunately, they weren't able to get it done. But what did you make, Sam, of the Jimmy Butler experience in Golden State? How it started and how it ended in going forward now?
I think it started off as promising as it could have possibly been during the regular season. But I think at the end, it left a lot to be desired. Like, I looked at Jimmy Butler's arrival, and maybe I was wrong for looking at it like this. We can be the judge after I explain it. But when I looked at Jimmy Butler's arrival with the Warriors, I kind of figured, like, very similar to when the Warriors signed Kevin Durant, it was Steph insurance. Like, you know, if Steph wasn't available or if Steph had an off night, you had a guy you could turn to who could take the reins, who could take the wheel that Steph is usually driving and keep the ship afloat. You know, it's almost kind of like in football, you know, what's a good backup quarterback? Can you get me a split over the course of however many games I need you to start? I looked at Jimmy Butler's almost kind of similar. Like, if Steph's out for, let's say, six games, just to pick around another, six games, Jimmy, can you carry this team enough to make sure that we can get at least three of those six games? You know, and this is just in any situation. You know, and I think I put a lot of stock into the legend of playoff Jimmy, and believing that, and he, this is, was reaffirmed by things that he said during the year. I can up my scoring when I need to. I can be that guy when the moment calls for it. And I'll be, I got swept up in Jimmy Buckets mania a little bit there, because I wanted to believe it. I've seen him do it in the past. I saw him eviscerate the Celtics a couple times in the playoffs when he was with the Miami Heat. Like, we know he is good enough to be that guy. He believed that he was good enough to be that guy. You got to turn your mic on first.
Oh, I pulled one. There we go. Flag on me. We know he was.
Ray Spadoni.
He was at one point. That's actually my brother's name. He was at
got
one
like 500
point.
500 brothers.
So. I got six brothers.
They
all
got
right.
all
Three
the
sisters.
Names.
Yes, there you go.
A lot of names.
Thank you. But he was good enough at one point, Sam.
Yeah.
We know that was.
And that's where I kind of get into where I'm at now with Jimmy Butler is that what we saw in those four games, it was not Jimmy Butler not stepping up, even though, again, you know, his shot totals, you know, 6 of 13 in that first game where, you know, Kerr was just throwing stuff against the wall. 12 of 26, he did as much as he could, 33 points in that game three. And, again, we talk about that game three was the one that got away. He put everything in. It just wasn't enough. And I think that's kind of what it is now with Jimmy Butler. It's just it's not enough. And that's tough to say because he did ball out as hard as he could, but the Timberwolves, they did focus on him. And so
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
He is no longer that. I don't think he could be the insurance policy that I envisioned him to be. And maybe that's on me and other Warrior fans who viewed him as being that guy. But if you're telling me, like, do we think we saw the stretch of February 7th through now? Was that the best basketball that we're going to see this trio play? Like, is it all downhill from here? And that's kind of where I get worried about things going forward, because if that is the case, then I don't know if I want to commit to two more years of Jimmy Butler, you know, and that's where I would go into the summer potentially looking at trades for Jimmy Butler. And this isn't me blaming Jimmy for anything. I'm very grateful for what Jimmy brought to this team, very much thankful for his services. But if moving off of Jimmy Butler for someone else makes the team better, as we said the other day, I'm doing that. That said, that might not be the option here. So my concern with Jimmy is just, is he good? Yes. Is he good enough to be the guy that I think we envision him being? That's where I have question marks there. And that's something I think we're going to have to see develop here over, you know, the course of this next season, it seems.
This is where I'm at with Jimmy. I think we would not be looking at Jimmy Butler, or as you're saying, to maybe even move him. I don't think fans would be looking at that. Had Steph gotten ruled out for the entirety of the Western Conference semis when he initially got hurt, I think people would say, you know what? That sucks. Steph got hurt. Season was over right there. Is what it is. The fact that we were told, the fact that it was mic'd up with Anthony Edwards, with Gary Payton, is like, you guys are trying to get Steph, what is it called? Wardell in game six. That's the plan, right? That's the plan. That's what everyone was saying. That's what Steph was on board for. It's the Steve Kerr, the Dr. Rick Celebrini.
It was all the stars were coming together.
And
plans were aligned.
If they didn't say that and they just left it hush hush, day to day, we'll see. I don't think we'd be crushing Jimmy Butler. The fact that you gave the fan base just a little bit of hope that Steph could come back, that's what they're going to cling on to. And the fact that Jimmy wasn't able to win a game because of it, that's why you're down on him right now. Had he been ruled out, no one would have cared. No one would have cared and said, you know what? Oh, he didn't win a game, but it doesn't really matter at this point. So I do think we're kind of unfairly, you know, being a little hard on Jimmy Butler here. The guy was incredible for most of this run.
Mm-hmm.
He totally bought in. He fit into a system that he's never played in before. Fit perfectly, by the way.
Alongside Steph, which is not easy to do.
Stephen Curry went out of his way early on to say, yeah, he's the yin to my yang. I didn't think it was going to work this well. And this was like in game one against Chicago when they had that incredible comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And even Steph Curry said, yeah, I didn't think it'd be this great. And it was great for a long time. You leaned on him when you needed to. When Jimmy went out, Steph stepped up. And I get it. Steph is a generational player. And there's levels to this. It's okay. It's okay to now realize that Jimmy Butler is not on the level of Stephen Curry.
No, I don't think that's not a hot take at all. I think that's not a hot take,
but I think even myself and you at times, we were saying, wow, this was a best player, Jimmy Butler, on two finals teams in Miami. That's saying something. Not a lot of players can do that. Not a lot of players can say, I was the best player on a team that took two teams to the NBA finals. There's levels, though, because there's the LeBrons that do it. There's the Stephs that do it. There's the Kobe's that have done it, the Tim Duncan's. And then there's the, you know, occasionally the Jimmy Butler's that have done it. You know, Dirk did it. He won a title. He took two teams to the NBA finals. Giannis has done it once. KD, with Steph though, did it a couple times, but prior to that, Oklahoma City just did it once. Hell, guys.
And he had Russ and Harden.
Guys like Damian Lillard, guys like James Harden, as the top dogs, they weren't able to get it done. Now they went into generational teams like those aforementioned Golden State Warriors team. But it's okay to now realize that the 35-year-old Jimmy Butler that the Golden State Warriors have is not the same 32, 31-year-old Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat.
No, and that's
the realization now.
Yeah.
But he still, I think, could be the second best player on a championship team. Do people still think that Jimmy Butler could be the second best player on a championship team, on this Golden State Warriors team? That's the question.
I'm curious, how many Warrior fans think that the success that the Warriors had post-Jimmy Butler will carry over to next season? You know, again, just a refresher on what that looks like. So starting on February 7th, when Jimmy first laced up with the Warriors, Warriors went 23-8 the rest of the way. That is a 742 win percentage. And that was the third best record in the NBA that time, second best in the West behind the Thunder. So if in this hypothetical situation I'm going to create here, if the season started on February 7th, Warriors were basically a two seed the rest of the way. That's how well they played.
Exactly. That's what I was mentioning earlier. Yeah.
Do you think that kind of level of play, 117 points per game, which was the fifth best in the West in that time, they had 120 offensive rating, which was the fourth best in the West, and 111 defensive rating, which was the best in the West. Do you think, I would be curious, 888-957-9570, how confident are you that wasn't just a hot 3 month stretch, and that was actually just a preview, so to speak, of what's to come this next season? I think theoretically it's possible, but I look at the reality of, you know, you could do that with a 37, 35, 35 year old players over a 3 month stretch. Asking 38, 36 and 36 year old players to do it over an 82 game stretch, it's probably going to not be as close to those numbers, but it's definitely going to be better than what was going on before Jimmy arrived, obviously. Well, so it's how confident are you that the success this trio had and the numbers they put up, how much confidence do you have they can carry that over into the regular season? Because if Jimmy Butler does kind of let, you know, the age does start to get to him and he really isn't that superstar player that he used to be, then I don't know if you're saying the Warriors will be good next year because they were good, you know, during that 3 month stretch this past season. If there's age-related regression there, I don't know if you can bank on that theory coming true in this upcoming season that we're going to be getting.
Well, we have to also realize that Jimmy Butler wasn't playing a lot of basketball prior to going to the Warriors, so he was relatively fresh in that regard.
Was he fresh or was he rusty?
No, Jimmy Butler was fresh because he wasn't doing anything. He was playing some games. He was wearing some KD sneakers.
Playing dominoes.
Playing dominoes, drinking his coffee. He wasn't doing anything. He wasn't playing very hard. He knows that. Everyone knows. We all saw what took place there. And he came in and he got paid and he was extra motivated there to kind of show the, you know, Miami Heat what they missed out on. And we'll see now going forward. I do believe the honeymoon's over when it comes to Jimmy Butler. The honeymoon phase is done.
And that actually kind of worries me because now that the fun times are over, like Jimmy, he could get a little moody at times. Not Moses moody, but he can get a little, he's a kind of mercurial in that sense.
Ooh,
and
big word.
You know, I do kind of get concerned that if things get bumpy at the start of the season, which they can do, a lot of things can happen over an 82-game season, and Jimmy goes from playoff Jimmy to I'm a grumpy guy Jimmy, that's going to spiral this season out of control so fast. And it's that simply cannot happen. Like Jimmy Butler, what he did in Miami, that is simply not allowable here with the Warriors when you have Steph Curry. And when he was first traded here, I was doing the show with Evan, and I kind of said, like, this is the best teammate that Jimmy Butler's ever had. And I think the motivation is on Jimmy Butler going into this next season. Yes. Don't be the one guy who couldn't figure it out with Steph. Like, you are never in your career having a – you never have had a player of this caliber as a teammate. You know, we talk about Jonathan Kuminga needs to kind of fall in line, figure out his role. I think the key for Jimmy Butler is don't let this season get into a situation where now you're the guy who couldn't make it work with Steph Curry. Don't let it get to that. I'm not saying it will. I'm saying let's not let it get to that point.
I don't
point.
Think that's the case. I think when Steph and Jimmy
Am I sending too negative there?
Well, no, because I do think we're being a little jaded because Steph wasn't out there with Jimmy. I think we're all in agreement. Yeah. Had Steph been healthy with Jimmy, like a lot of people seem to think. I'm not going as far as to say they win the series, but it would have gone to six games. At the least, it would have gone to six, maybe seven. Absolutely. And maybe you do beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. I do think that game one, we're putting a lot into that. I do think Minnesota had a historically bad shooting night. Like in the history of their franchise, it was that bad. And some of that is on them. Some of that's on the Warriors, obviously. But I think a lot of that is on Minnesota. Having said that, sure. You could be skeptical a little bit going forward on that tandem because they are older. And there's going to be more wear and tear. But I do think from what we saw, it absolutely works. Steph and Jimmy works. Now, where does it rank now when it comes to tandems in the West? I don't know. I was very high on them. I said they were at one point, they were the tandem taking over anyone else in the playoffs. That's how highly I felt about them. Yeah. That was over Jason Tatum when he was healthy and Jaylen Brown.
And honestly, I don't think you're wrong on that. It's, again, basing off what we've seen last season, yes, there's all potential there. But, you know, the sample size is going to need to be a bit. The sample size will need to be a bit bigger next season. And like the Warriors had to be as good as they were to just barely get into the playoffs. It's going to be hard to keep up that full level of play for a full season. And I don't know, that's not going to disqualify them from playoff contention. They'll still be in it. Mm-hmm. But there is a part of me that wonders. I do think that stretch we saw was the best stretch we'll see with this trio. And if that's the case, then, you know, that makes it even harder to imagine this team getting over that final hump and getting back to the finals. And again, all of this show, I believe, today, Spadoni, all these conversations we're having about Kuminga, all these conversations we're having about Jimmy Butler and Steve Kerr, all of this is all in an effort to, as I said at the start of the show, get Steph, an all-time legend, a final ring, because you have to do everything you can to maximize the window of players of that caliber. And if this is the best that we've seen of that trio, then it'll be fun basketball maybe the next 2 years, but it's not going to accomplish that ultimate goal of getting one for the thumb for Steph Curry and getting, you know, finishing with that fifth ring. And which seems like, again, 10 years ago, if you were saying this is what we're complaining about, I would have said you're crazy just because of how far. But that's the situation the Warriors find themselves in. And I just, it feels like it's going to be harder to get back to that point if there is a regression next
week. We got Bonta Hill joining us in about 3 minutes here in studio for the full 9 o'clock hour. In the meantime, let's go to Bob in San Francisco.
What's up,
wants
Bob?
To join the Warriors talk. Bob, good morning. You're on the morning roast.
Hey, good morning. So basically, Steve Kerr said it best. He said that, you know, it was an incredible run to get to the seventh seed. So the idea is to have that kind of intensity earlier in the season, go through half the season playing good basketball, and then you can start to rest your starters, right? Start to rest them, get them ready for the playoffs, provided that we have a decent record that we know where we're going to be. And then that's pretty much how it makes good sense to me. And then as far as the championships go, you know, yes, the one for the thumb for Steph, but come on, that should motivate the rest of the team to have a championship, right? I mean, it's a team sport.
Yeah. Oh, well, absolutely.
You're not wrong.
They're only motivated by championships at this point in their careers. That's what they want. It went from meaningful games last year. The expectations were not championship. Now that you got to the Western Conference semis with Jimmy, absolutely the goal is a championship. That's baked into the DNA of all these guys. Hey, hell, Moses Moody's a champion. He did play a little bit on that run, a little bit.
He knows what it takes to, even that he was on the team. He understands what the process is like.
Kevon Looney, Gary Payton, like those were integral parts then of championship runs. So yes, they all understand the goal. Now, can they withstand the gauntlet of an 82 game regular season? I have my doubts. I have my concerns. But once they get to the playoffs, health, like that's the only thing it comes down to, which again, comes back to the Jonathan Kuminga conversation. Do I want to move off a guy that's 22 years old?
I think you need him more to get through the I am more worried about the regular season than the playoffs, honestly, which is, again, a wild thing to say, but I do trust this team's championship medal in the game-to-game grind that is the postseason. Steve Kerr said it best on Willard Dibbs at the end of the season. He likes the playoffs because he can focus more on one opponent, whereas during the regular season, you know, they're just kind of playing a general game plan because they don't have the time to just sit there and game plan for every opponent. I trust this team and I trust this coaching staff in a seven-game series to, I'm not going to say figure out and automatically win, but like, let's say if the Warriors were playing right now, fully healthy, let's say Steph never gets injured, Warriors beat the Timberwolves and blah, 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 blah amount of games, and they're playing the Thunder right now. Am I coming into that series thinking, oh man, the Warriors, they got this? Probably not, but I am absolutely expecting the Warriors to come in with a game plan that's going to make life absolute hell for Oklahoma City, for the Oklahoma City Thunder in that situation. So absolutely bullish on what this team can do in the playoffs. It's just a matter of, can they get over that, you know, absolute bear of a regular season?
And I'm interested to see the Western Conference. And again, it goes back to the drama. Sometimes the drama in certain sports in the offseason is kind of more exciting than the regular season or the playoffs at this point. Not to say the playoffs haven't been exciting, but Oklahoma City looks like they're going to dominate that series. So far, it's two games, and they've both been to Oklahoma City, but they're up 2-0. And in the history of the playoffs, when you go down 0-2, it's very hard to come back. And you're learning that with Minnesota right here. And then obviously Indiana looking to go up 2-0 heading back to Indiana. I'm sure they would love to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.